You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
The relaxation, there's nothing. Just imagine taking olive oil, warm olive oil, and
you're
pouring it.
You're the first person I've encountered who had this happen to me over almost 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Cool, man. And it was in a prison. I was visiting prisons on a Sunday morning.
Yes. It was so relaxing, and it calmed me down.
Wow.
And this is my first encounter with God. This is my first encounter with God's word. So I laid on my belly on the ground, and because
the crack. That's a good place to be on your belly.
Yep.
I humbled myself in the sight of the Lord.
Yeah, that's right. So I laid on my belly on the ground. And I had to use the light for coming through the crack to be able to see the words on the Bible.
They didn't have a light in there.
No.
So you had to lay on the floor
to
be able to read the word. But you had a hunger for this.
Yeah, I just, you know,
there
started
reading anything. But no one to teach you.
Nothing else to do.
But no one to teach you.
No.
That's got to be hard.
Yeah.
But the Holy Spirit was your teacher?
Holy Spirit was 100% my teacher. I mean, the Holy Spirit is the best teacher you can have.
Amen.
Like, period. Like, because each and every person is different, you know, and we all have different areas in our life that are that we need attention in. But anyhow, as soon as I opened the Bible and read the first page in Genesis, okay, immediately I knew that what I was experiencing and what I experienced and where I was at before with my death experience, I knew that it was all tied in some fashion or form or another. And I just wanted to read the first part of the Bible.
That would be John.
So it says, in the first part, it says, in the beginning, God created heaven and the earth, and it was out without form and void, and the darkness was upon the deep face of the deep, and the Spirit of God hovered on the face of the waters. As soon as I read that.
What hovered on the face of the waters?
The Spirit of God hovered on the face of the waters. As soon as I read that, I got a vision of when I was hovering over the waters. Not that I'm God,
His spirit. One with the holiness.
Right. Yeah. The Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. So that made me realize that I was spirit at that point, and I was hovering over waters. Not that I am God, I'm just telling you, it just brought me back to that experience that I had, all right? And then it said, and God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw that it was good, and he divided the light from darkness and called the light day, and the night, the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And this is where it really, really grabbed me, is the part was, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it be defined.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? I was like, what is this firmament?
Right. I don't even know.
Yeah, well, let me tell you. It's going to tell you. And it says, God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of these waters, and let the waters be divided from the waters. So then it brought me back to my experience of when I died. I remember the water below me, and I remember feeling this moisture hitting me. So the clouds.
Yeah.
So my understanding, the only way I could have got that understanding was from my experience. You understand? So I was like, okay. And then it said, it divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters that were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. So do you realize what that just says right here? Do you realize what was just said in this? God said that there was a water below and a water above, and then in between the water from below and the water above, there's this firmament. And what does he call that firmament? He calls it heaven. Now, if I was to walk up to an ordinary person and tell them, hey, guys, you're looking, you know, this life that we're living in, when you look outside and you see things, if I told them that this was a level, the first level of heaven, they would laugh at me, you know. But man has strayed so far off. Go outside and look how beautiful it is. Look at the clouds. Look at the sunset.
Yeah.
Look at the water. Look at the dolphins swimming in the sea. Look at the beautiful sceneries of God's creation.
Yeah. majestic birds, these, multicolored, and
right.
flatfish and fatfish.
And you know,
flying fish. And
people don't, you know, less and less people are going, we're building. We continue to build and build and build. And we go outside less and less and less. And our faces are stuck in this right here.
And, iPhones and
yes, and
cellular phones.
And we feel like our value and our worth comes off these labels of the creation that we create and what our bank account's saying and how
and it leaves you vacant.
Vain. It's all vain and vacant, hopeless.
Yes, that's right.
There's nothing in it. There's
joy
nothing in it.
Joy comes in the Lord.
So you know, it's tough. You know, the anxiety that people feel, we get up every morning, we got to go brush our teeth, get this going, make our coffee, schedule our appointments, get out there, start doing this and start, you know, put this down and just go outside and just feel God's presence. Look at his beautiful creation.
I have a sad story of my mom. I love my mom. She's
yeah.
very spiritual. I know she's with the Lord. I won't tell you how, but I know. And there's her fragrance right now. Anyway, so my mom had this condo, and you had to take your shoes off when you come into this condo or townhouse.
Yes.
First floor townhouse. And I come in one day and take off her shoes. Okay. But then when I was leaving, I had gotten her all white rugs.
Yeah.
She wanted white rugs. So I got a beautiful white rugs, Walter wore. And so I'm going out the door, and a wasp comes flying in.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to protect my mother. So I run back in with my shoes on to catch this wasp. What are you doing? You're on my white carpet.
Wow.
You know? And she's all freaking out. I said, I got to get this wasp. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so then I leave. A few weeks later, all that carpet had been torn out and was waiting in the garbage. She had died. Someone else bought it, and it was there by the roadside.
Yeah.
What did it matter about the stupid carpet?
Yeah.
Now, I love her. She's okay with the Lord.
Yes.
Let me know that. And she was close to the Lord. But we can get stuck on this stupid stuff.
Yes.
It's okay to have stuff.
Yes.
Enjoy it.
Yep.
But if it has you.
Yes.
You know.
We're to be kingdom-minded. Kingdom-minded. We're to store our treasures
in heaven. I had a dream home of my life. I came here, I couldn't even afford $500 a month rent to Florida. And I ended up, you know, doing well.
Right.
Okay.
Good.
Lived there 23 years. It
yeah.
was time, and it's gone. But I always knew that it was his house,
yeah.
not my house.
And that's the key.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So continue on.
What's so
next to what?
So that was my encounter.
You're on your belly.
I'm on my belly. I'm reading God's word.
A good place for a man to be. You're reading the word of God.
Yes.
You read Genesis.
That's right.
And you know that you know. Whoa.
Yes. And that's where it all starts with God. I ended up. I did 6 years in prison, and the walk it's very hard to be a Christian in prison. You're around the evilest entities. The most opposing spirits and wicked.
You were in. How old were you at the time?
I was 20.
Okay, so you were young. Okay, what did you do? Because I remember I was hitchhiking across the country when I was like 14 or 15. I got caught by the Columbus, Ohio police, and they put me in a place for a few days till I was flown back to New York State.
Right.
Okay, and I had, I remember one boy in particular putting his hand over my long hair. I had it was hippie-ish, and they're like, You know, so how did you protect yourself from somebody wanting you to make you their girlfriend and stuff?
To be honest with you, I stayed in the Word. I stayed in the Bible.
And they respect that?
Well, they just stayed away from me. I just kept my – you stay to yourself.
Maybe the Lord.
And you have
–
it was God that protected me the whole way through.
Did people come in and minister to you while you were in prison?
Yes, I had encounters of people trying to minister to me. I did have encounters where people would try and harm, you know, and get, try to fight you and stuff like that. Now, granted,
not the Bible people. You're talking about the regular people.
Just the regular people, right. But from time to time.
How would you calm them down?
I just
don't want to fight
I just didn't engage, really. And now, don't get me wrong, a couple times I did get into a couple tussles.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I pulled back and was just, but.
Well, thank God, because I had a friend.
It's a process.
Who was, had a problem with alcohol, and he was living sober.
Yeah.
And Handsome Vinny, I call him.
Handsome Vinny.
Vinny. And he had this, you know, the fancy cars. What do you call those? Chevrolet? What's the big
Corvette?
Yeah. And so we would talk about him and his girlfriends and stuff. And I would talk to him. Well, all of a sudden, I said, what happened to Vinny? Oh, Vinny decided to go out and drink one Friday night, got arrested. He punched a guy in the prison right here in Vero Beach, Florida. That guy defended himself. Vinny hit the wall, dead.
Dead.
Gone. One decision. Yep. He thought he was just going to go out and have a few drinks.
Gone.
Dead.
Dead.
Handsome Vinny gone.
Man. Yeah. So, yeah, it was real. So, yeah,
you don't
want to
mess with those guys, man.
Yep. So then I was reading the Bible one day, and I read a scripture that said, lift up, the harvest is ready. Lift up your eyes, the harvest is ready. So it was weird. It was a weird moment because I literally just lifted up my eyes, and I started looking at all these other prisoners, and I started looking at them as harvest. The
you
harvest
knew.
Is ready. I was
you
like,
"You don't even have a man teaching you. That's so
I
good."
Was, yeah, and I was like, "Okay, so I need to start reaching out to these." You know,
yeah.
So I started one by one. It was not easy. It's definitely not easy, and you're not going to get a crowd. You might just get one every couple months, but the effect that has. There's this one gentleman. He would argue with me. I slept right here. He slept right here.
Yeah.
And he always saw me reading my Bible. One day he, you know, it just irritated him.
Yeah.
You know, he's, what are you getting out of that thing?
Yeah.
What are you, you know, this and that.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, so that morning when I woke up, I was going to breakfast. I was walking out the door and there was this brand new Bible on the ledge of this wall. And I noticed it for some reason, you know, and I was like, I thought, dang, should I grab it? I was like, no, I got a brand new leather Bible. Just leave it. So I kept going. Now there's a point to all this. I come back. Now this is later on in the day. It's the afternoon.
Happen, right?
Right.
I'm guessing what?
There's no.
Your Bible's gone.
No.
No. What happened?
So it's later.
Shut up, Brett. Okay.
It's later in the afternoon, and it's hot. There's no AC in there.
Yeah.
And the guy sees me reading my Bible, and he's like, what are you reading that thing for? And he's arguing with me about God and this and that, dot, dot, dot. And I'm, you know, he's like, I got, you know, this guy had three life sentences. He doesn't have a, he's not going home. You understand? So he
so
had
he
no
can be
reason.
Lethal.
Yeah, he
if
had
he
no
wants
reason
to kill somebody. He
yeah,
can.
He had no reason to, yeah, he has no reason to, you know, for happy, you know, he feels hopeless, you know? So,
yeah.
So, anyhow, I start telling him about God. I'm like, listen, man, I was like, you really gotta, you know, I try to break it down in my own words. And I finally get to this point where I'm like, all right. Listen.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Mightier than thunder, stronger than the seas, softer than velvet, robed in majesties.